music is fading out. I'm fading in. And guess what, everybody? Earwolf Presents is here. What is up? Your boy, former culture king. I'm not a king no more. I'm just a civilian. Jacquise Neal. I'm the host of Earwolf Presents, and y'all, it is kicking off with something dope. This month, we're bringing you the Girl God Experience. Grace Freud and April Clark, together known as Girl God, will challenge modern orthodoxies on everything from gender and sexuality to politics and religion. And over the next 4 weeks on this Joe Rogan parody, Grace and April are going to interview today's most fascinating thinkers on how to put this woke world back to sleep. And Grace and April are going to lead us into what Star Trek calls the new frontier. And they just might blow your mind in the process. So without further ado, I want you to sit back. I want you to enjoy, because this month we are taking you on a journey. We are taking you up to the heavens. We are taking you on to the Girl God Experience. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is the Girl God Experience. I'm Grace Freud.
And I'm April Clark. What's up?
What's up?
You might have noticed there's a lot of problems going on in this crazy world.
The world is irreparably broken.
There's a lot. There's just a lot
wrong. Nothing we can do to save it, except for listening to the top minds alive today.
On the Girl God Experience, we set out to talk with America's top intellectuals and thinkers and philosophers and people who have chosen ways of life that, you know,
have led them to have rock solid, totally tight, definitely true solutions that will fix everything.
And that's the show. That's what we set out to do. So we're going to fuck.
So listen to the Girl God Experience.
I'm going to kill myself tonight.
Don't just listen to the Girl God Experience. Live it, because it's a way of life, baby. It's a crazy world.
It's a crazy world. There's so much going on every day.
It's like Mother Earth.
All the time.
Forgot her medication.
That's so true.
It's like Mother Earth.
It's exactly like that.
Stop going to therapy.
That's right.
And she's stopped thinking about all of her babies.
It's true.
And maybe people should stop blaming those babies for how the earth is and start blaming mama, the soul of the earth.
That's true.
For not tightening up, keeping it tight, keeping it together.
That's true.
Speaking of bad moms.
We have two incredible guests with us today.
Yeah, who've decided to forgo the chance of turning a woman into a bad mom by entering into a monogamous, platonic, same-sex partnership.
That's exactly right, as I understand it. So with us, we have Will Sennett.
Hello.
And Nate Fisher.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Thank you two so much for having us on. You two are proponents for saving masculinity by completely eliminating the feminine from your lives.
Yes.
Even as two keeping straight it pure. Men.
Keeping it pure, as I like to say.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, whenever I say keeping it pure and I talk about bloodlines, people get mad, but that's truly what we are doing.
Right. People jump to something really specific when you start talking about
and that's not
keeping
fair.
You're talking about men. On the whole.
Yes.
Men of all stripes and stripes.
All shapes and colors.
And you two happen to be two straight white men.
Yes, absolutely.
But that just happens to be the case.
Right, that's just the way the cookie crumbled, the way the dice fell.
I mean, there are straight white men all around the world.
Yes. There are straight white men in even the southernmost tip of Africa.
You could throw a rock in any direction and hit a straight white man who will probably catch it because he probably played sports and was good at him.
Yep.
Yes.
Second base. I was second base.
Second base.
First base. Almost all through high school. Almost.
Yeah. Home run.
Pretty good.
There you go.
Thanks.
They say, you know, kill two birds with one stone. That is not applied to...
Three birds with one stone.
And I bet you could. Because it has to be about birds. Because if it was about men such as yourselves, you would simply catch the rock. You wouldn't be killed by it.
No.
That's true. That's true. But let's circle back to, I want to hear more about your unique relationship.
Yeah, well, so we have a lot of points in our lives. We've become flummoxed by the existence of females And right. we eventually...
Vexing really, people, you all.
Truly vexing.
Yeah. Vexing.
And the conclusion we arrived to was that none of our male advice guardians, we called them, none of the people that were giving us Instagram content about how to be a better man really mm-hmm. went the whole nine yards. This is a real knuck if you buck moment for us mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. we said, why are we even talking to them?
Right. Because it's all, you know... A woman will like you if you do this. You can't let a woman do that. Mm-hmm. What if you removed that singularity, the weakness in that sentence? What if you moved it completely?
They say make money and girlfriend follow is what they always
say.
What if
you just made money?
What if you just made money and then made money again?
Yeah.
That's true.
One thing you said was so interesting, Nathan. You said these masculinity influencers, you said, why are we talking to them? Were you just fans or were you... In conversation.
Well, the conversations are mostly one-sided. They would ask us to respond they would tell us that we love them one letter at a time in Instagram comments, and we would do it every time, but they never responded to us. And we were like, we need to become our own guardians of masculinity because our favorite masculinity voices, for some reason, they just have bad internet or something. They just don't listen
to
us.
Who were those voices?
Well, we can't name names, but there's a very famous one who we were in pretty deep talks with and who just sort of kind of went dark recently.
Okay. By deep talks, you mean you were messaging a lot.
Right. Yeah. And he would read them and then he wouldn't respond. But he messaged just once. He said, going on a trip, TTYL.
Wow.
And then a few days later, he was on the news. And we're like, that's bad for us.
That is bad.
I think it's probably a sign of immense respect that he read your messages but didn't respond.
Yeah.
Because that means he had so much to think about from them.
Right.
And he wanted to take the time.
He's like, I'm going to take 6 months to fully form a response.
Yes. And the fact that his response was so brief, I'm going on a trip TTYL, to me that suggests you won. He has no response.
Yeah,
everything you said he agreed with.
Mm-hmm. We can say who it was. His name is Stelbert of Damascus, and he is in federal prison now.
Yeah.
We realize that there are no heroes anymore. You know, the Stelberts of the world, they're all con artists, and we should just retreat into our own sort of monastery of sorts.
Yeah. So what did you do to cope with that?
We decided that we need to remove kind of all weakness in our life and just kind of focus on the purity that is straight male friendship. And so I don't know if you guys introduced this, but I feel like I desperately need to. We are not having sex with each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Never, right. never, never, never,
platonic.
Never,
never, never, never,
platonic. Platonic, zero funny business.
Do you ever have
on.
Urges?
We're too busy.
I do. It happens, but those in the same way that like a lobster might have the urge to lay eggs, right?
Right.
That's just a byproduct.
It's just an animal.
It's just the way God made me.
Right. And when Nate gets like that, I say go to room.
I have the room, and there in the room there is a pillow pile, I attack the pillow pile with hugs from different angles.
Do you sleep on that pile together?
No.
We have a big bed.
No, the pillow pile.
But you sleep on a big bed together.
If you
foot to face,
foot to okay. Do you touch?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
It's a California king, lot of room. The pillow pile. If you slept in the pillow pile, you get a rash. No good. But I go to the pillow pile. We have a gun for if the pillow pile is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You just fire it into the air 6 times.
Right.
If I touch Nate's face, bang, 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 with my foot.
Right. Yeah.
Fires it like Yosemite
it calms
Sam.
Him down.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, homosexual urges, as they're calling
they're
them.
They're not homosexual.
Are perfectly
they're also, they're these
biological.
Are
biologically.
I get what you're saying. They're broadly
oh,
sexual.
Yeah, biological.
They're just sexual.
They're basic.
Sexual urges.
Yeah.
Basic
I asked Nate to draw me what he was horny for recently, and he drew an amorphous ball of gas.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I you know how, like, when you're on, like, a desert island, and like, you know, your friend turns into a ribeye. Like, that's kind of like what we're
when you're so hungry, you know, you see him.
Right. And we have no other we don't have contact with anybody that it's sort of like any port in a storm.
Will,
you know what I mean?
Will turns into the general idea of something you could fuck.
Yes. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Just like a pink
I'm
mist.
So sorry. I didn't mean to accuse you of having you know, quote unquote homosexual urges.
Thank you.
That's not, I didn't mean to say that at all.
Yeah, please don't strike
that. Sometimes April will explicitly do something, but she had no intention on doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's something I love about her.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Like, for instance, me and Nate came in here, the audience can't see us, but we were sitting next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized, you know,
it's too close.
When you're too close, things can happen. Too close. And so I put a buffer between us, and we're better for it.
Right.
Yeah, relationships are all about setting boundaries.
Mm-hmm. That's
true. So you would call it a relationship?
Well, it's,
of course.
Yeah, they're in relations with each other.
Yeah, we sleep next to each other. We do everything all day together, every day. And we're truly too busy to be horny.
We cook together. We go on laughing, dancing montages together in the park.
We hike.
It's really nice.
Wow.
Do you file taxes together?
Nate does the money.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I'm Mr. The Money Guy. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you legally married?
No, he just does my taxes.
We don't believe in traditional institutions of marriage. Okay. We believe that those are just shackles. Those are just forms. We think marriage is a three ring circus. You know, there's the engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffering. You know, as an old Aristotle once said.
I mean, marriage isn't. Correct me if I'm wrong, but marriage isn't biological.
It's not.
Correct.
Is
correct.
It?
No.
That's not biological.
Made from...
they're doing studies.
That's made from...
they're doing studies about marriage, and it's not biological.
It's something it's outside of our bodies, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only time...
You're signing up for pain.
The only animals that have ever gotten married are zoo animals because of what has been put into their water.
And my aunt and uncle. They're animals as well.
Exactly. They're disgusting.
Yeah. Nasty. But zoo animals. And, I'm sorry. We cut you off.
The contracts that those animals write up themselves and then sign are in languages we can't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's very possible that their marriage has a totally different legal framework than ours.
It's true. There was a movie that came out a few years ago called Arrival. I don't know if you guys remember it.
Yeah.
But sort of the gist of the movie is language is insane.
Yeah. Right.
And I think about
and
that every
redheads
day.
Redheads are hot.
Yeah.
Wouldn't know.
Yeah, no idea.
I saw that movie.
Oh, you wouldn't? Okay.
I saw that movie about 30 times in theaters because one of my friends said that in the foggy alien scene, you could see their junk. And I couldn't, but I still believe my friend. I don't think he would lie to me. But I tried really hard.
I watched that movie, and then all the pictures that Nate drew me of what he was attracted to, I matched it up with the alien language from that movie.
One to one.
And I found out that what he was describing to me was a series of numbers that I took to the Vatican, and they say, that right there is God.
Yeah, I've never even seen a rival.
Who at the Vatican said that?
Not the Pope. Not the Pope himself, but kind of
someone.
The guy underneath him. He's
at
like, that's,
hanging
he
around.
Was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That series of numbers you just put out in front of me, that's God.
I think there was, we went on a tour.
What numbers?
Oh, we can't. Well, if we say them out loud, then the world ends.
Right.
Oh. Right.
So,
right.
Naturally.
It's smart that you didn't say them out loud before you knew that.
Right. Because I went to say them and the Pope's assistant went,
The only thing we're allowed to
This happens all the time, probably. Mm-hmm.
The only thing we're allowed to say is that it ends in a four.
Yes.
That's the only thing we're allowed to say.
We probably shouldn't even say that.
That's,
Because the other three numbers in front of it,
wow.
You could figure those out pretty easily.
As a Catholic myself, that gives me a lot to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Like grandfather's warning saltwater taffy, which is one of our sponsors today. And it's what I do most of my chewing on nowadays. The flavor of grandfather's warning saltwater taffy, you ask? It's not important. What is important is that you're chewing on it. Because as we all know, grandfather's warning was if you stop eating his candy, something bad will happen to you. Grandfather's warning saltwater taffy. Keep it in your mouth.
And this isn't part of the ad, but if you don't eat grandfather's saltwater taffy, I will come to your house and shoot you in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fellow grandfather's head.
Wow, that's good.
And that's a guarantee?
That's really good.
I got some.
I love grandfather's.
I always keep it a little bit in the back of my mouth.
Yeah. It's like a cyanide molar, but instead of in your molar, there's a piece of taffy.
Yeah. And
in case you're ever in a situation without taffy.
Yeah.
If I get a call from my mom that I'm not expecting, and I worry, grandma's dead, I just take a couple chews and then I pick up the call. My grandma is dead now. Oh, but
your
that
mom,
worked
your
many
mom calls
times.
And tells you that every day.
Yes, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, me and Native, actually, we've removed all forms of sweets and sugars.
Oh, really?
And kind of calories in general
yeah,
from
right.
our lives.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Dude, what is that? What? Why? What do sweets
we
do?
We found that, well, anything that sort of, you know, Nate, can you kind of walk
yeah,
through
yeah, so basically, wanting anything mm-hmm. leads to wanting a lot of other things.
Right.
You know, if
right?
You,
it's a slippery slope.
It's a give a mouse a cookie with yourself.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, and literally a cookie. It's if you give me a cookie, I'm getting horny.
Yeah.
And that's the really like...
Right.
It's basically like a you have one piece of sugar when you're on this sort of like
yeah
no, I wouldn't say when you're as unstable as we, when you're as radically stable mm-hmm. as we are
right
if you have one piece of sugar you will go down to you know you go down to the red light district
you know mm-hmm. I knew a guy in college who would go around to bars and spike girls' drinks with sugar mm-hmm. when they weren't looking
yes and that's fucked because what are they going to do with that energy besides get frisky with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's honestly...
You have to burn it somehow.
I mean, you know, consent is a whole nother conversation we can have, but, you know, it's hard to say
I once,
about the ethics of that, but...
I once ordered a vodka cranberry at a bar around here,
hmm.
and I was shocked that the bartender apparently was trying to rope me into some sort of sexual situation hmm. because I ordered a vodka cranberry. That man put vodka in. And then he put cranberry juice in it,
mm.
not just a single cranberry,
right?
But a juice rife with sugar.
Yeah,
obviously with the intention of giving me so much energy that I had no choice but to fuck his freaking brains out.
Well, that's right. one of the great things about alcohol in our life is that the alcohol we drink a ton.
Oh my
you know?
God, that's where you get all our calories.
Exactly.
From.
Nice.
But the thing yeah. about alcohol that is so wonderful is that there's sugar in alcohol that is an upper. But the alcohol itself is a depressant, and they cancel each other out.
You're back to one.
Right.
You're back to one.
Straight line.
You are just on the roof, just half a bottle deep. Jimmy Buffett's on,
mm-hmm.
and we just look past each other. We don't look at each other,
no,
obviously.
God, no.
Yeah,
but
right past.
We look past each other, and we kind of just do that thing from King of the Hill where they say "yep" and "mm-hmm" like 30, 40 times.
Could you guys walk us through a day in the life? Like your average Monday.
Sure. So we wake up.
We smack
6 a.m.
We wake up and smack each other in the face to wake up.
Right.
It's like a cold shower.
And then we take a cold shower.
Happen right. at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. We don't even have to say it anymore. It's just
almost like it's like patty cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we take a nice cold shower.
Very cold mm-hmm. shower.
And then we take a piping hot shower.
And then a bath.
Because we don't want to be cold. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be hot. We want to be where? Right down the middle.
And then a bath.
The bath is lukewarm, and you try to submerge in the lukewarm water for as long as possible without breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Together?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We make it work.
Mm-hmm.
There's, yeah, totally.
We each is have it a regular sized tub?
Yeah, or? Yeah, but we have a side of the tub. You know,
yeah.
there's east tub and west tub.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I take west tub and he takes east
there's
tub.
There's a line of duct tape down the middle,
nice.
Like in the Vince Vaughn, Jennifer
nice.
Aniston
nice.
Breakup.
It's the demilitarized
zone. And you're like... Oh, it's sorry, you wouldn't get that. It's more of an east tub thing.
No.
Okay.
We don't fuck around in the tub.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you would.
But. Yeah.
How long approximately does the shower experience take?
Anywhere from 5 to 127 minutes.
Yeah, okay. It really depends on okay. how warm it is and how
right.
much and how much we want to really like sweat.
Mm.
And then we go outside in our living room and we watch 10 hours of Major League Baseball.
We do.
Is there naked?
Oh my God, no.
No, 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 no. We see the games that are on for the rest of the day with all the different teams, and we will each put on 7 or 8 jerseys from the teams that are playing.
On top of each other?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
peel
yeah.
them off?
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we just to bundle up, you know. This is usually about, so we get up at like 3:30 a.m. This is usually about like
the witching hour.
Right. This is usually about the hour of the wolf, they call it. It's mm-hmm. the hour when most people are born and most old people die. And that's
singularity.
Exactly. The one goes in, one comes out. That's the middle ground. That's
right.
where you have to live.
Right.
And so we get up then, we do our 5-minute to 2-hour water routine, and then we watch the baseball. from 5 a.m., which I don't even know how the games are. I mean, there's night baseball, if you guys didn't know about this. It's at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah. Okay. These are new games.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Different league, but it's still professional baseball. They're very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
in
almost,
Chechnya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we do that, and then it's time for brunch. Mm. We have a decadent brunch.
At about?
Noon, you know, normal brunch time, you know.
Okay. Yeah. That's one of the things we do regular.
That's the thing. But the thing about brunch is that, like, if you have brunch at 9:30 in the morning, that's breakfast.
What, are you eat a whole loaf of bread?
You get brunch at 3 p.m., that's lunch.
Yeah, brunch is really bringing breakfast to lunch.
Yeah,
it's not the other way around.
I was reading about that. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Brunch is very rigid, you know. Yes. You get a lot of rules you have to abide by.
Well, how do you reconcile, just a question, just asking questions, please. Don't mean to offend, mm-hmm. but isn't brunch kind of, you know, brunch has become somewhat of a, you know, I would go so far as to call it a gay event.
Can I? I'm actually.
Brunch is a very.
I'm going to say something, and I hope it doesn't come off as aggressive or overly.
Yeah. No, look, this is a safe space. You can say whatever.
Certainly.
The fuck
and I truly
you
hope you.
Want.
And my intention is to not hurt your
unsafe.
Feelings.
No, it's a hurt safe my place feelings. For me,
I really don't want to, but
hurt my feelings.
Be unsafe.
I hurt my feelings.
You're safe in that.
Hurt my feelings.
From the bottom, I think you have no fucking idea what you're talking about, and everything you say makes
true.
You sound less intelligent.
I agree with that fully.
Just April or me as well.
I haven't heard. I can't hear anything. You're
saying. You didn't say anything about brunch yet, so yeah. you're
That's
on.
Right.
You're on thin ice.
That's right.
You're on.
That's right. I didn't.
Wow.
I yeah. didn't.
So, I'm sorry. I even asked that, but I agree with you.
There's been a long tradition. The Capuchin monks actually invented brunch in the 4th century BC in Bhutan. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what you're referring to, but we have a very traditional brunch in accordance with what the monks created.
Great. No, I was just asking questions. Mm. Didn't mean to offend.
No. I mean,
not offended at all.
We're happy to teach. You know, that's the thing is we're just happy to teach you about our lives. So what do we do in the
this
afternoon?
This is from a calm place.
This is coming from a completely calm place and rationality.
You're saying that April's
no, I get that feeling
right.
all the time.
Completely out of your goddamn
that feeling
mind.
When you're
yes.
like, oh, I'm not offended at all, but I do wish you were dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, you should get hit
from
by
a place
car.
Of
not offended, though.
Pure math.
I'm not offended.
It's just science. It's science.
Just science. We want you dead, and that's
logically,
just science.
Logically, I wish you would get hit by a car.
When
I understand that feeling. I have it all the time.
When someone says something kill-worthy, they ought to be killed.
Yeah, right. That's just logic.
Feelings do not factor in here.
Which leads us into how we spend our afternoons.
Right, yeah. Tell me about your afternoons.
So we follow several 100,000 people on Twitter apiece, both of us. And we just sort of scroll our timelines.
Are they mostly men
and
or women?
We make, now that I think about it, again, coincident, almost exclusively women?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Almost exclusively women that are
in relationships.
Yes. And
right. Two things that we don't fuck with.
Do you still experience attraction to women in your monogamous, platonic
again,
relationship?
Again, I asked Nate to draw me what he thought a woman looked
are
like.
Are you allowed to experience attraction to women? So Nate, we know, is attracted to an amorphous gas.
Yeah, yeah. Just as a thought experiment, because we do religious retreats for our lifestyle, and I asked Will to draw what he was attracted to.
Sorry. Are there other people in this lifestyle?
No.
Where do you go on these
you
retreats?
You go on retreats by yourself.
The Catskills.
We have a very big parking lot outside of our complex.
Yeah. We got the parking lot. We get the Catskills, Amarillo, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We usually take turns. One of us is the organizer and one of us is the attendee.
Mm-hmm.
So this year it's my turn to
Winchester,
plan the
Winchester
religious retreat.
Winchester, Tenfieldville, Iowa for Mr.
Do
Gates.
Do you bring speakers?
We may. I mean, music I find is too rhythmic. It's too.
Yeah.
Music is sinful.
Yeah, music. You know, the 50s moms were right about Elvis. Frankly, just far too much gyration for me. Personally.
Music makes you bob your head. Makes me shake mine.
A wise man once said, "Music makes you lose control."
You're probably bobbing something else too.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, bobbing the head kind of evokes like sucking dick.
Sucking wedding dick.
Sorry, I should.
Wedding what?
I don't. Don't mean to tempt you. Don't mean to bring anything up.
Another thing I didn't say that April did.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Some people like to do ambush interviews. Some people like to ask real questions. Not really clear who's doing what.
Yeah, totally.
But that's okay.
A lot of monkeys trying to run this Zoom.
But so you spend your afternoon scrolling through Twitter.com.
Yes.
And we assemble a kill list.
Yes.
Right.
Are you familiar with the term or what a kill list is functionally?
I'm on many.
Okay, good. Yeah, so it's a list of people that we wish to, but never will kill.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's a list of people that
but
we...
But will one day. Sorry, we, I should have said
will
that.
Will one totally. Day. Yeah, that makes sense.
We wish they would expire. In a deathly format.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But like we wish it happens scientifically in accordance with.
And I realized that a moment ago I said we mostly follow women on Twitter, which would imply that our kill list is mostly women. That's not true.
Yeah. That's great.
We actually follow a few men, and we want to only kill men.
We've never.
This is kind of more a.
I'm not publicly saying I want to kill women.
You're not going to kill them.
No.
It's more of a will die list. Eventually,
and everyone dies.
True.
Yes.
And we're just saying,
well,
we're
not
just,
everyone, but
no, that's
sort of our goal is to not die.
Mm. Yeah.
Sort of what we are trying. Because think about it, everybody you know, throughout history, who's been married, how does it always end?
100%.
That's true.
Yeah.
100%.
But we don't know for sure about the people who are in, you know, monogamous platonic relationships with their best male friend.
Well, I can tell you one guy who was in a monogamous platonic relationship with 12 of his best friends.
Who?
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Oh, I thought you were going to say Stelbert of Damascus.
And Stelbert of Damascus as well. And you know what Jesus and Stelbert have in common? Eternal life.
Stelbert of Damascus does claim to be immortal, and he might be 110. We're not really sure. He doesn't have a birth certificate, but...
It's interesting because as a Catholic, I think a lot about Jesus coming back and how he present himself. Would he call himself Jesus? Or would he simply use a name that has a couple of the letters that are in the name Jesus?
Like Jeff.
Or Stelbert.
Oh, yes, of course. That also works. That's interesting food for thought. I think we have a pondering hour in the afternoon as the sun sets. Mm-hmm.
Are you drinking this whole time?
We are shit wasted.
I mean, how do you think we spend 2 hours in the bathtub?
Yeah.
I mean, we got those little things that
we are dog shit hammered.
You know how you can put a glass of beer in a little flotation device so that it kind of bobs on the surface of the water?
Can.
We get about 4 or 5 of those in the bathtub.
Because what they used to do with oracles of old, back in the Roman times,
is
they would get them wasted.
Hang on, there's 4 or 5 of those floaty things and both of you.
Yes.
In the normal size.
No, there's a lot of going on.
You must be touching.
No. I mean, absolutely not.
We are very flexible and have gone through a lot of great lengths to make sure that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the oracles of Delphi, the way that they would do it is that they would put their nose up to these cracks in the caves in the mountains, and then these noxious fumes would come out of the cracks in the caves, and they would get high off the cracks in the caves. And we tried that with some cracks in our basement. And we spent 3 months in the hospital.
Yes.
So now we just get drunk. Mm-hmm. But we find it has the same effect. Again, it levels you out.
Speaking of things to drink, I just want to take a second to thank another one of our generous sponsors. This episode is in part brought to you by Mr. Extra. Are you tired of zero-calorie sodas in sleek cans for women on diets? Try Mr. Extra, a new soda experience. Thanks to its unique formula that uses 75 times the amount of syrup as other sodas, Mr. Extra has 2,500 calories per bottle. It comes in a high-quality tactical sack equipped with a utility nipple for you to suck the delicious sludge out of. But just suck, don't bite. She doesn't like it when you bite. Each sack weighs about 40 pounds, and you shouldn't consume unless you're 18 or older. Pick up some Mr. Extra today so you can man out with that sludge nip in your masculine mouth.
Hell yeah.
Mr. Extra.
Wow. I've never had a soda. Mm-mm. My parents didn't allow me to have soda when I was a child.
Well, this is, I would say, an alternative to soda.
I see.
It's something I think more divine because it is
We're
in
obsessed
its
with
base
divinity.
Form.
That's great. We love the concept of being divine.
We do.
It's too thick to be corrupted by carbonation.
Mm-hmm. You know, so who else won't be corrupted?
Us. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Untouchable.
So keep bringing me through your day. So in the afternoon, you know, you have this reflection. You do the kill list. You
make
the
kill list.
Reflection
Only
hour.
Only men are, no women.
As the sunset is starting.
It's the pondering hour. The pondering hour is kind of a free space. You kind of get just to do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we use it to play Xbox.
Sure.
But we're only playing
Halo 2.
Yeah, Halo 2 and Space Invaders are the only two games. We have them both for Xbox.
What we found we have the most fun doing is we've kind of invented our own version of a game called Space Invaders, where so one of us, depending on the day, I get the odd days, Nate gets even days. One of us will strip down to our underwear, right? And we will stand 15 to 20 feet in front of the other who's standing by on a line.
Mm.
And we will go womp, 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 womp. And we'll spin around and do our hands like this and go in a circle while the other standing behind the line has a sack of frozen potatoes that we froze overnight, who does his best to hit the alien with those potatoes.
And we watch a lot of baseball, so we're doing.
Oh, we throw gas.
We throw really, like, we got a four seam. We have each of a pitch like a one of those radar guns that counts how fast you can throw.
Totally.
And we have both clocked each other going pitching 131 miles an hour.
Yes.
Are you worried? Like every time you do this, I don't want to call it a game, kind of a ritual, mm-hmm. that could be the end of this relationship because this could be deadly.
We don't aim for the face because there's certain rules and customs. We just aim for the genital region.
That's
the maximum hit zone. You know, it's kind of like we forgot to mention that we have paint targets on our bodies,
mm-hmm.
where the red part is like here. That's like 120 points. This is. The blue part is like
there's
60.
There's a whole point system.
Right. It's like, it looks like an archery target where the middle is the nads.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're aiming, and based on where the bruises are, you get points.
Do you paint those on yourselves? Or?
Well, we paint them on each other.
Yes.
Yes. It's
on your skin?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
With like, we go to like, we get like, you know, bear paint from the Home Depot.
Are you clothed?
No. Simply not.
So at this point, you're not clothed. How long does the painting take?
Depends on how drunk we are.
Yeah, I mean, we got to start over sometimes
because
the lines get squiggly.
We've been doing power hours.
I mean, that's the other thing that in order to make the drinking more promoting of our masculine abilities, we do beer Olympics every day. So like during the reflection hour, we'll do a case race. Have you done a case race?
I can't say that I have.
I've tried.
Yes.
But as a woman, I failed.
Yes. And that is to be expected.
That was your first mistake.
Integrating the beer Olympics was the dumbest decision they ever made. It should have always been men only. But, mm-hmm. the government.
C'est la vie.
Yeah. That's certain corporations want that to be the case. Mm-hmm. Certain people that we can't talk about, mm-hmm. Want that to be the case.
Mm-hmm. Stella Artois.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right. And she was actually, their company is named after the first woman to compete in the beer Olympics, Stella Artois.
And the last one.
I mean, mm-hmm. she was dog shit.
She was trash.
I mean, mm-hmm. she had about, what, two glasses of wine?
Two glasses. Yeah, she brought wine instead.
To the beer Olympics.
She brought a bag of Franzia.
She drank two glasses of white wine.
And she said, I'm
going to
drink you pussies under the table. And within 7 minutes, she was passed out.
I mean, that's the world historical number one party foul, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, totally.
Don't pass out with your shoes on, Asher Roth.
So we do a beer Olympics, we do a case race, we do flip cup, we do, what other drinking games do we do?
And you're naked.
Yeah,
naked,
absolutely.
AC/DC, Tiesto, blasting.
Absolutely.
Right.
Nonstop.
Yeah,
totally.
But only Brian Johnson AC/DC era, because Bon Scott was a little fruity for our taste.
Mm, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And so at that point, it's now nighttime. Which means it's time to sit by the fire and read.
Hmm.
I mostly read, right now, I mean, we change, but I'm reading a lot of historical fiction about the Civil War that I wrote, and I'm going over my old writing to see how I can improve it.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Could you maybe dive into what you're working on at the moment?
Yeah. So right now I'm working on a story about a guy, a young soldier named Nate.
And he's on which side?
He's he starts on the Union, but he defects to the Confederates.
Oh.
And then he defects back later because they give him too many orders and he doesn't play by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And he
when you think about it, the Confederacy was really fighting for more rules,
which is that's the thing is
he wasn't attracted to the slave, he was attracted to rules.
Yeah, he liked the rules, but
law and order.
But eventually the rules proved too much for him. He realized how much of a free spirit he was, and what happens? So he's fighting in in the Union Army, and they're all standing in a line, and he's at the Battle of Chancellorsville.
And he's white?
He wasn't.
Just for my
He's Irish.
Image.
He's Irish.
Oh.
Okay. And don't get me
that
started.
Makes sense.
Right. Save it for another episode.
Well, there's a lot of scenes where he gets hate crimed in New York.
He was a white passing Irish.
For being Irish. And that's a really big part of who his character is, and that's why he's so disrespectful of authority.
As a non-ethnic Catholic, I have so much respect for the Irish Catholics.
Thank you so much.
Because they get it so wrong, but God, they have fun doing it.
Yes, they really do. And that's why the Anglos will always hate us for it. So he's fighting in the Union Army, and he's looking, they're all standing in a line, and they're all getting shot. And he's like, this is so stupid. Why are we standing in a line? And then one night, through the power of getting drunk every day and doing beer Olympics with his best friend, you know, through his like embrace of the undistracted lifestyle, he invents the machine gun.
Oh wow!
And the next day he comes to the battle with just like a AK-47, and he gets the most kills.
He builds it in one day.
History of war.
Yeah. He invented the machine gun, and then he invented a bunch of other guns.
Right.
Over the one night,
yes,
and got all the way to the AK-47.
Yeah, he got all the way to the AK-47. He built them all in his tent at the Civil War, and he gets the all time record for most kills in the Confederate Army, and then later the all time record for most kills in the Union Army.
Wow!
And then he is assassinated the same night that Jean-Wilkes Booth kills Abraham Lincoln because the people can't know the truth.
Right.
It's an allegory for the importance of our lifestyle.
And this is historical.
Might have happened, we don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of, the
we
thing
can't
is
we can't know
we can never know.
If there was a guy named Nate who invented the AK-47 at the Battle of Chancellorsville, he would have been killed by the government.
Yes.
For being too powerful.
Right.
Yes, it's a story we almost must accept as truth. Mm-hmm. So as not to accept a lie.
Absolutely. In the same way you would with, like, you know, the entire Bible, right? I'm not saying this should be added to the Bible, but...
Or the story of the entire Civil War.
Right, you know? Right. We don't know that it happened, but, you know, it's better to believe that it did.
I totally agree that it's better to believe that the Civil War happened.
Mm-hmm. Will, what are you reading right now?
Well, I'm reading... So I don't know if you're familiar with the television show Naruto.
I certainly yes.
Yes, but they turned that into a book with pictures.
Wow. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been reading that. I have not been able to find the English version of it yet. So I have been reading it
Do
in
you
Chinese.
Read other languages?
I love...
No, but I'm
Chinese?
Yes, it's all in Chinese. I'm inferring what's happening.
I've loved Naruto.
And I have a good idea.
Since I was a kid, because it was the rare Japanese... You know, anime with a female protagonist.
Come again?
And I think I found a lot to relate in Naruto as, you know, this weird girl with a lot of powers.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about Naruto. I think you're talking about something else.
Naruto with the orange jumpsuit.
Yes. Yeah, the guy.
And the headband.
Yes.
Have you ever met a guy who wears a headband?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
LeBron James.
I was gonna say Axl Rose, but I think he might actually be a lady. So
yeah.
You can't tell these days.
Naruto's going around. She's screaming.
Mm-mm.
She's on her period.
No.
I did know. We did read that part of the book where we thought that Naruto was
obviously a lesbian.
There was a part where Naruto
she keeps
was on his
her
period
so fast.
No.
To lose her virginity.
There was that scene where Naruto was on his period, but we inferred that was just something that happened in this world.
Right.
This was a world that made it harder for men to exist by giving them periods.
Mm-hmm.
And
like we don't already have it hard enough.
But so we've been inferring, like, because I read it with him because he'll be like, what do you think this Chinese character means? And I'll look at it and I'll be like, best guess is that it means happy. Something like that.
And you
it's
say
a very
that
happy
every time.
Yeah.
Let me just suggest that when you get home tonight, Will, take out one of your Naruto books.
Mm-hmm.
Turn to any page where she's smiling.
She who? Who do you mean?
Where Naruto is smiling.
Okay, yeah.
And you'll look at her crotch. Because
I've looked.
It's wet as hell.
So hey, listen, as a guy who drinks all day every day, sometimes your crotch gets wet.
So Will, that happens. Will, we know about Nate's, you know, urges and such, but what about you? Do you experience urges, and what kind of urges are they, and what do you do with them?
I experience urges, but I found that you can sort of rid yourself of these urges by
what kind of urges?
And just the what urge kind of ridding.
You know how it's kind of the urge where, you know, your fists kind of just ball up so tight that you think you're going to explode, and then you just sort of wake up and it's like 5 hours later.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So that's sort of been my experience with the concept.
When
of,
you
of
wake up.
Yes. Well,
are you, is there, how, are you covered in anything?
No, I usually wake up in a forest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've never been before in a country that I've never been before.
But you're not covered in anything.
I'm covered in something.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. There's a lot of stuff you can get covered in. A lot of stuff when you
slime.
What do you smell like?
Ecto,
a new man.
Wow.
Yeah,
I think a lot about smell actually.
Okay.
You know, as a podcaster, sometimes I think people don't respect the labor I put into my job because I don't look or smell like I've done anything but lay in bed all day. And I want to say that just because you work in an office doesn't mean you don't work hard. You've earned an easy way to let everyone around you in a 50-foot radius know that you're just a working-class, real American, even if your construction site is an Excel spreadsheet you edit for 20 minutes a day and seven figures a year. That's right. You work hard, and you deserve to smell like it. And you can with Rank, the body spray with the rough and tumble stench of the sweat, grease, and body cheese produced by manual labor. A scent now available to anyone who wants to spend their hard-earned money on it, even if it came from a tech job or a trust fund. Rank, you've worked hard. Keep the stank. So, yeah, thanks to Rank for sponsoring us and for supplying a scent.
An amazing product.
That might be similar to the scent that you have when you wake up in one of these forests.
Yeah.
Well, that's a natural. He gets that naturally, but it's good that a supplement exists for people who cannot wander while asleep and urging naturally, mm-hmm. and can have sort of become so incredibly unctuous during their travels that they can now get supplemental support on that.
Speaking of work and labor, how do you two make money to support this lifestyle?
We edit videos for large corporations, their YouTubes. Yeah.
What corporations?
Name one. Coca-Cola, Ford,
Raytheon.
How do you fit, Gerber?
When do you do this?
Toys R Us.
That fit into your
That's
day?
What bath time's for.
Yes.
Oh, you're oh. also
Yeah,
doing
we're editing.
That
we're
in the bath.
We are editing the shit out of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have your laptops in the bath with you?
Waterproof laptops.
Yeah. Waterproof laptops.
Yeah. Oh, so you're making bank.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
we are
incredibly well accommodated. I mean, it's part of the when you are just a pure man, this is the kind of like the opposite of like the gender pay gap is that when you rid yourself of all female connections and only have one male connection, you actually make 20% more than other men.
Think about when you're doing your job, right? You probably have a silly kind of monkeyish computer job.
Oh, it's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Imagine how much more. So at some point during this, you either have or have already gotten so horny that you can't even think straight. And all you can think about is jacking off. Am I wrong?
Pretty regularly that happens to me.
Imagine how much more work you'd get done.
Right.
If you didn't.
Right.
That's what we do.
Yeah, so, we could record.
Have either of you guys
two, maybe even three podcasts a week.
Have either of you guys ever been in a relationship with a woman?
Like prior to this?
Before this?
Have you tried that out?
What's your
I mean there was mother, but that's one of those like original sin type of
is
things.
Is that the name or a title?
I don't know her name. I only know her as mother.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I made a conscious decision at the age of 12 to not learn her name and just refer to her as mother.
And you did that successfully.
I did successfully do that. Well, I learned it, but hey, you know, you drink enough, you can forget a lot of names. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I got to with the relationship with mother. So she was my last female relationship. My parents... they separated, and they when they separated, they stood, they did the thing that you do with dogs where you stand on opposite ends of the yard and you try to get them to go to one side of the yard to pick who they want to live with. And my parents did that, and they asked me to go, you know, one way or the other. And every time I would take a step towards one of them, they would back up like two steps.
Oh, wow.
And so every time I would turn around, they'd just back away further and further and further. And that's when I forgot my mother's name. No, I've never had a relationship with a woman. Will gets pussy all the time, though.
Oh, yeah. I was married for 9 years. We had two kids. Her name was Amanda. She was a lovely woman when I met her.
What happened?
Basically, what happened was,
and the kids you had.
Oh, they're
kids.
Still. I have two kids.
When was the last time you saw them?
When I made the conscious decision to cut all weakness out of my life.
And kids are obviously very weak.
Oh my God, have you ever tried to do anything with?
I
the
mean,
kid?
You can squish them like a. Yeah, I have, yeah. And yeah. You can squish them like a bug.
I've
on
gotten.
Accident.
I've fought a lot of kids, and mm-hmm. most of them are really easy to beat up. Yeah. Some of them surprise you, but most of them you can really outsmart and out punch.
Every time I've tried to high five a kid, the force of my hand hitting their hand has knocked them clear across the room.
You know, I actually had a son.
Yeah.
And he was really big because I would feed him. I actually was worried about how small he was, and so I would feed him human growth hormone regularly. And mm-hmm. before he passed, he was getting really big.
Yes.
How big was he?
He was on the Today Show.
I used to compliment
just for being
you.
So
just
big.
For being there, like, this is the most jacked
all
kid.
The time.
So big.
This sounds like the kind of guy I would like to meet. I'm very impressed
He's
with this.
He's dead.
Oh,
sadly,
no.
he did pass
How did he
away.
Pass?
We don't know.
Right. Every day when
how
I call
he passed.
April up.
He was so big, though.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, April, gosh, I love how big your son is. How big is he today? And sometimes she would say, 200 pounds, 280 pounds. And then one day she said, zero. He's dead. We already zooped him up in the oven. And
we did cremate him ourselves.
Yeah,
and that was while he was alive.
He's all ash.
Yeah.
And I promised myself I would never grieve fucking ashes. Because once someone's ash, they're not a person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm Catholic. And so that was really actually great for me because I didn't have to mourn April's son because by the time I found out about it, he was already cremated.
But you guys are Catholics. Don't you guys put like the X on your heads with the ash too? What's that all about?
That's fun, ash? As I understand it.
Yeah. That's ash?
It's called Ash Wednesday.
God, I thought that was shit.
Oh, no.
You were putting shit on your forehead? You thought you were putting shit on your forehead?
I thought my pastor.
And you thought also that like Tom Cruise was putting shit on his forehead and all those other celebrities?
Yeah, I thought my pastor was dipping, taking a dip.
He was doing that thing monkeys do in the zoo, where every time you come up, he just...
Taking a dip.
He just chuck it at you.
I thought it was Ass Wednesday.
That's a totally reasonable mistake to make. I mean, frankly, it's one letter off.
Listen, I'm a Catholic. I didn't say I was good at it.
Right.
I just had an idea for a movie, if anyone cares.
Sure.
Sure.
It's starring Tom Cruise, and it's called Ash Wednesday.
Okay.
And basically, it's a normal Tom Cruise movie, but it happens on Ash Wednesday, so he's got the cross on his forehead the whole time.
So basically, he's fighting bad guys, he's running around.
Yeah, but it's called Ash Wednesday.
How about it's an ocean?
There should be.
And sometimes an old guy looks at it and is like, nice.
Yeah, and also with you.
How about it's... Tom Cruise and because everybody goes to church on Ash Wednesday famously, and the most people go to the church in the Vatican famously.
The most people go to the church in there,
right? But Tom Cruise has a plan. The collection plate goes around.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's $5 to $10 million,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And so Tom Cruise has a plan to rob the Vatican.
It's
like Cash Wednesday.
He's not
Wednesday.
A bad guy, and so he's probably just trying to get like $5.
But
he's just trying to get his. He put a ten in there. He's like, that's.
He's trying to feed his starving family, and the Pope
how about,
spits on his son at one point early on in the movie.
Yeah, the Pope takes his son, and he's like, "You're the altar boy."
Whoa.
And the kid's like, for Mass, and the Pope's like, forever.
So he probably needs the money to buy his son back.
Right.
He's to buy his son's freedom, yes.
Yes. From the Pope.
How about Trash Wednesday?
Finally a Catholic taken.
Yeah.
That's all I've been asking
good.
For.
How about Trash Wednesday, and he's taking his trash out?
Okay.
On Wednesday?
Trash comes out on Thursday.
Yeah, everyone's trash gets picked up on Thursdays. That doesn't make sense. Yeah.
How about Crash Wednesday, and it's Tom Cruise and his white family, and they get into a car accident with a black family.
Okay.
But it's on a Wednesday.
I think that's an Oscar winner right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about MASH Wednesday, and it's 3 hours on TBS every night?
Yeah.
Listen, brother, that's my every day of the week.
It's beautiful. It's you got Klinger and the gang. Alan
so, Alda. Amanda, what happened with her? Your wife?
Oh, Amanda?
Yeah.
Oh, I started hanging out with Nate a lot, and I was like, this is so much better.
Amanda and I never saw eye to eye.
No, they did not. Nate and Amanda fucking hated each other.
We got into tiffs.
And I found every time they'd argue, I'd be like, I think Nate's right.
She hated my writing, which is, that to me is the last
straw. So I was like, yeah, you know what? I told my family one night, I was like, I'm going to bounce.
Is that how you said it?
Yeah, I said, I'm going to bounce, take it easy. And then I just went and lived with Nate.
Wow, that's a really simple and beautiful story.
We don't know what their reaction was. We have
block their numbers, peace out.
Can't look back.
You know, thinking about starting over, starting a new life without weakness in it reminds me of our other generous sponsor for today's episode. This episode is brought to you in part thanks to Jackpot Rehab, a wonderful gambling addiction treatment center. Are you struggling with your gambling problem? Did you lose your car in another bet? Can you resist the urge to put it all on red? It might be time to get help. Contact Jackpot Rehab today. And don't worry if you can't afford treatment, because Jackpot Rehab holds weekly raffles that you can enter for a chance to win an all-expenses-paid gambling rehab experience.
Wow.
Actually, I might actually have to ask you about that later. I've gotten myself in a little bit of a gambling high water here.
I don't even have a gambling problem, and I enter that lottery every day.
Yeah.
It's just so
fun.
Actually,
I've won a few times. And I'm just keeping those all expense paid rehab in stock. I've never gambled outside of that raffle once in my life. But just in case, you know, they give it to you on a little gift card, gift certificate, actually, big piece of paper. I'd say about 11 by 17. And it looks real nice. And I got a few of those in my office. And if I ever have to go 3 times, I'm set.
That's beautiful. I would love to win that. I'm out of money, though. I you guys remember MASH Wednesday from a little bit ago?
Yes.
So I've been going to my bookie's house during MASH Wednesdays, and I will bet him what happens on the episode of MASH that we're watching. And this is, I really have hunches about the ways the episodes are going to go, because, you know, I'm a writer. And, man, I'm running real bad. This guy's seen every episode of MASH. He's a big fan. And his recall of what happens in the episodes is, and he gives me really good odds. He's like, I'll give you 10-1 that Alan Alda dies in this episode. I'm like, that is too good value to pass up. And I take it, and Alan Alda never dies.
Can I just ask, do you ever say, propose a bet? And then he just says, nope.
Yeah, all the time.
And then that happens in the episode?
Yeah, well, I'll try to be like, I think this is going to happen. He's like, okay, I will give you 1 to 10,000, which means that I would have to wager $10,000 to win $100, which I've done that. And that was wrong. I ended up thinking that they were gonna save this one guy's life. And at the end, my bookie shot the TV and it was like, oh, they just killed him.
What about Gash Wednesday and Tom Cruise is getting bottom surgery?
That sounds more like your guys' thing.
Yeah,
you guys know what that is?
Nope.
Well, I don't want.
Is that when you fall and land on your bottom?
Like Humpty Dumpty got bottom surgery when he fell off.
Is that when you bust up your butt?
I bet what you guys wish it was when a woman with a vagina, you know, took the weakness out. I've heard by sewing that up.
Yeah.
Sewing that wound up.
What about Rash Wednesday? And he's got like a weird rash.
I use she, her pronouns. Actually.
No, can you guys explain to us what bottom surgery is?
Oh, I don't know if you'd like to know about that.
We're scholars. We'd like to know about
anything. You have penis?
I think.
If you wanted to have a vagina, you could have bottom surgery to turn it into a vagina.
Huh. Vexing.
Is that something you'd like?
Me right now, personally?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Most of my friends want it real bad.
Yeah.
I just got terrified for a second. I think I need to go to the pillow pile.
How about Smash Wednesday and it's him and a hot girl and they are fucking smashing over and over again?
What if he's in the world of Super Smash Brothers?
I use she, her pronouns.
That's good too.
Can you stop pitching movies that are based on my life?
No, I'm just going to keep going. Coincidentally, I don't have any more though. That's all I have, but.
Lash Wednesday?
Oh, that's good.
You got.
That could be about.
Slavery.
And
you got new. No, or you could get. Oh, it could be about slavery and you could learn new contouring things for your eyelashes, and you could learn about how to make the eyelashes.
It's about both of those. It's about both of those.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of unethical stuff in the cosmetic industry, so maybe we could.
What about Fash Wednesday? And he's like fascist and like taking over the world and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, have you watched the news? Yeah.
Just an idea for sense. A movie that they could make.
Maybe this isn't a movie, but kind of an activity we could do. Succotash Wednesday.
Okay.
Mm. It's a surprisingly complicated dish. So maybe if we came together, we could make it.
On a Wednesday.
What about just Wednesday? Could we do something with that?
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't think so, no.
Don't think so.
Too wacky.
We have a couple of questions from our listeners who are fans of your story. And would like to know maybe how to replicate that in their own lives.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
We have one from Rodney in New Amsterdam. He asks, how do I find a platonic same-sex accountability life partner like you two have?
Well, bowling alley.
Yeah, we would recommend bowling alleys. We found each other on a sort of Raya-esque app for high-level men to become friends with each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That's invitation only.
Mm-hmm. It's called Du Bois.
Were you two high-level men?
Yes, absolutely very high-level men. I was known among men for my Civil War fictions, and Will has a following on social media for being the woods guy. Many news profiles about him. He travels on foot naked
huge
a lot
in Russia. Yeah,
yeah, and there's a lot of respect for.
They think I'm the fucking shit.
There's a lot of respect for when people are covered in oil and in the woods in other cultures.
In their culture, yes. Other cultures. Yeah.
So we were high level men, yes, but yeah. We would recommend bowling.
Great, that's wonderful. Anything else you guys would like to add
to that specific question?
No, that's all right. We have another question. We actually, and this question, we got a lot of people.
A ton of people.
A lot of people wrote in and asked this question. But here's one from Matt in Los Angeles, and it reads: I would love to pay for your Uber home. What's your address?
Okay. So we know.
Wait. I feel like. We're being tricked.
I think this might be.
It might be a ruse.
Might be Mr. Damascus and his many spies
trying to get.
This is a cutthroat. This is a cutthroat world. Being the leveled off monks that we are. There's a lot of haters trying to take you down.
A lot of people trying to find our address.
Yeah.
To that we say
they think enlightenment.
To that we say yeah. No.
We'll just say this. It's not. 1711 Maple Avenue, Long Beach, California 90013.
It's not that.
Great.
Definitely not that.
Great. So it's not that.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
And Matt, if I should happen to see you at that address that I just mentioned, I have an AK-47 that I made myself.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And as part of the research for the book, and I am not afraid to use it once I figure out how it works.
That's a promise.
Wow. That's a promise.
Well, you two are amazing.
You clearly have a beautiful partnership.
And
we do. I'm glad we could highlight that on our show.
I love hope is love.
Made is the light of my
I
life.
I hope
love
this inspired
love.
Thank
a
you
lot
so
of
much.
Our male listeners.
Yes, we feel neutral about you, but thank you very much for calling us amazing.
Totally. Yeah,
right in the middle.
Of course.
I'm just glad you don't feel negative. Because it seems like you feel pretty negatively about most women.
Hey.
So for us to be neutral...
Hey,
huge compliment.
You guys
we
are,
appreciate you coming out of your, you know, hiding.
You guys get a guy
to
pass.
Be on the show.
You are fully eligible for parole off the kill list.
Yeah.
That is something that could
easily
happen
soon.
And
why do we get a guy pass?
Yeah, I wasn't handing that out. That's more of a Will thing.
Yeah.
Maybe he should answer that.
I don't know. I see a lot of potential.
Just something.
I see a lot of potential in you.
You see something. Yeah.
Just something. I just see something. Maybe you guys.
Under our.
Wait a second. I feel like I'm being tricked.
No, well, I don't do that anymore.
We don't do that here.
I don't do that anymore.
I have the girl got experience
from that stuff.
But you, tricked anyone. You should all listen to Nate and Will's wonderful podcast, A Closer Look. Two seasons, both incredible. You might hear April and I on the second one. Thank you two so much
but
for coming out.
If you do
out.
Hear us, you're probably psycho.
Yeah, because
not,
we weren't on
we're
it.
We're not on it.
Yeah. Go to the hospital immediately if you hear our voices.
Please, God, listen to our podcast.
Please.
Thank you two for coming on today. Thank you all for listening to
See you next time the Girl on the Girl Got Experience. Bye.
See you guys.
Yo, yo, thank you for listening to The Girl Got Experience. The Girl Got Experience was produced by Earwolf, Grace Freud, and April Clark. The show's producers are Anita Flores, Josh Richmond, and Amelia Chapelot. Audio engineered by Abby Aguilar. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by myself, Jacquise Neal, and our theme music was engineered and sung by the one and only Jordan Duffy. Special shout out to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, make sure to visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all your favorite social platforms.